Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 18, Get the Right Support. Today's focus scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 4:12, which reads, "Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." I can't overemphasize how much easier you can make your Christian weight loss efforts by having an accountability partner. I think that was another reason for my success in losing my 85 pounds, but I had to pick the right person. When I was seeking to change, I discovered that the friends in the same shape as I was could not help me. All too often, if they suggested not exercising that day or going to eat at a place where our favorite tempting foods were served, I was only too happy to say, "Just this one time," and agree to it. Before I knew it, we all had abandoned our health goals, only to complain months later about how unhappy we were about being out of shape. This cycle continued for years. However, after I had my chest pain, I was super motivated to conquer this issue in my life once and for all. I wrote down tactics that seemed to work for me in the past and what didn't. Then I got an idea. Suppose I asked someone in great shape to be my accountability partner. And I knew just the person. A coworker of mine was in excellent shape. She ate healthy and worked out consistently. We were the same age, but she looked 10 years younger than me simply because she had taken care of herself over the years. It wasn't easy, but I put aside my pride and asked her to help keep me accountable. I kept an eating and exercise checklist each week that I created myself, and every Monday, I showed her what I did the previous week. I talked about what I thought I did well and what I wanted to work on that week. She didn't coach me, but just having someone to share victories and struggles with was a great motivator. Knowing that Sandy was going to see my food log on Monday was often enough to make me think twice about overeating. She even invited me as a guest to her gym a couple of times, and I saw for myself what dedication to staying in shape looked like. I saw how she took time to prepare healthy lunches to bring to work. I knew that if I wanted those same results, then I too had to change how I managed my life so that I made time for being healthy. Regarding today's scripture, you already have God on your side since He never leaves you nor forsakes you. I've already discussed how important it is to ask for His help through prayer previously. But it also helps to have human support and accountability. If you do have a friend who is in the same shape that you want to use as an accountability partner, be careful. Ask about her reasons for wanting to get in shape. Does she intend to make it a lifestyle to be fit, or does she just want to shed pounds temporarily for the class reunion? You need someone to support you who has made up her mind that she wants to be healthy long term. In addition, does your friend operate with integrity in other matters? If she tells you that she is going to do something, does she usually follow through? If you've learned through experience that you can't count on your friend's word, then that is another clue that she would not be a good accountability partner for you. But as I said, the best accountability partner is one who has already been successful in achieving what you want. And if you don't have access to the one person, then small group support is a great option as well. The Bible says that in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. So think about ways you can get support for your goals. That way, if you find yourself getting weary in doing good, you've got someone who can back you up and help keep you moving forward. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.